So we've been here for a whole year.
我们在这里有整整一年的时间了。And
now a whole new way is before us.
那有新的路在我们的前面。I
want to thank you all for inviting me to come again this year.
我感谢大家今年邀请我来到这里。You
know, if I keep coming, I'll find out how to come here without getting a cold.
你知道我能够每年这样来，我想我最后会找到一个方法能够来到这里却不感冒。
You know, we people from New York are very tender. You have to really care for us. I think the climate is too wild here in this area.
我们这些从纽约来的，这里的天气我们很不能够适应，所以你们要小心一点。But
despite my cold, our times of fellowship have been sweet together. Thank you very much.
虽然我感冒了，但是我们能够一同有交通的时间，非常的甜美。谢谢大家。Once
again, we want to just read Moses' simple prayer.
我们再一次的来读这摩西的简单的祷告。The
things we share in this time are not new things. They're not things you haven't heard before.
我们所交通的不是新鲜的，或者大家没有听过的。
But I always feel in such a time of retreat like this, it's good just to rehearse those things that we know so well.
每一次当我们有这样的退休会，我觉得我们来复习一下我们所已经知道的是很好。And
we are all familiar with the teaching regarding the ways of the Lord.
我们对于神的道的这一个教导，我们都很熟悉。
But truly, our challenge is to follow those ways.
但是我们却需要能够跟随这条路。As
Moses is 80 years old and speaking to our Lord,
当摩西已经80岁了，与主交谈。You
can't help but notice the sense of privilege that Moses feels for even being able to come into the presence of his God.
你实在觉得摩西他感觉到他能够来到神同在的跟前是何等的荣幸。
We dare not come on our own basis.
我们不能够靠着我们的自己来到神的跟前。Moses
fearfully says, "If I have found favor in thy sight."
所以摩西恐惧战兢的在这里说，我若在你眼前蒙恩。Show
me thy ways that I may know thee.
求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。
This is a very modest request.
这一个请求，这一个祷告，是很谦虚的。But
we know that God answered this prayer.
当我们知道神应允了他的祷告。And
so we have talked about this very simple process of coming to know our Lord better and better.
所以我们就学到怎样能够来到神的跟前，越来越认识他。
Our God graciously performs acts, miracles, blessings, things that we can see.
我们的神带着恩典的显出他的作为，显出那神迹，显出他的手。These
are signs to catch our attention.
这些的景象叫我们能够去留意。These
are a test to see how we'll respond.
这是一个试验，看我们怎样向他来反应。
If we have faith,
如果我们有信心,
we respond to these acts by seeking the ways of God behind these acts.
我们就从神的这些作为的里面，我们凭着信来寻见神。
From this we already learned the first lesson.
这我们已经学到头一个功课。
If we do not believe, we can never know the ways of God.
如果我们不信，我们就没有办法知道神的路。We
may have some kind of a logical or mental understanding, but we won't really come to know His ways unless we believe.
虽然我们可以有头脑的知识、头脑的逻辑，但我们却不能够认识神的道。We
turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
我们打开希伯来书第3章。Because
the problem of the children of Israel is also the problem among Christians.
因为以色列民他们的问题也是基督徒的问题。And
we see in chapter 3 and verse 10,
我们看希伯来书第3章第10节,
as the Lord is, as the writer is quoting from the Old Testament, from Numbers,
作者在引用民数记里面所讲的话,
It says, therefore, I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart and they do not know my ways.
所以我厌烦那世代的人说他们心里常常迷糊竟不晓得我的作为。
And so the children of Israel were not allowed to enter into God's rest.
这样以色列民就不能够进入神的安息。
You know, when we discover the ways of God, there's a rest in our soul.
当我们找到神的道路的时候，在我们的魂里面就有一个安息。
But the only way to enter into that rest is by faith.
但要能够进入这个安息，必须凭着信。
And so we read those last two verses of chapter 3.
所以我们读这第三章的最后两节。
Verse 18.
18节。
And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient?
又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？
And so we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief.
这样看来他们不能进入。
Disobedience, unbelief.
那一个不信，那个不顺从。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思?
First, when somebody sees God's acts,
首先当人见到神的作为,
but they don't declare this is an act of God, that's unbelief.
他们不宣告这是神的作为，这就是不信。
And so when the children of Israel were being led through the wilderness, they saw the many acts of God.
所以当以色列民他们被领导经过旷野，他们看到许多神的作为。
But they never realized that this was all part of His gracious love as He carried them from place to place.
但他们没有看到这是神那一个恩典的爱，带领着他们从一站到一站。
This is unbelief.
这是不信。
If we are blessed,
如果我们蒙了祝福,
but we remain so self-centered that we don't realize how much God is loving us, this is unbelief.
如果我们仍然以自我为中心, 不知道神的爱,神的恩典怎样的领导我们, 这就是不信。
But as a second and important lesson we learn from the same moment,
但是第二个功课我们就在同时学到的,
is that we discover the ways of God by walking in obedience.
就是我们能够寻找到神的路是靠着顺从。
Now we can't suppose that the Lord will reveal His heart to us if we're not willing to be obedient.
当神将他的心意向我们启示的时候，如果我们不顺从，他就没有办法。
When you take just this phrase, His ways in the Bible,
在圣经里面，他的道。
The most frequent reference to this, His ways, is talking about walking according to His commandments.
这一个很简单的这一句神的道，就是我们按照他的命令、他的吩咐来遵行。
And so the Lord was saying to the children of Israel, you must walk in my ways if you would be blessed by me.
所以神向以色列百姓说，你要蒙我的祝福，你就要按照我的命令去遵行。
You know, probably all of us here want to know more of God.
你知道我们在座的每一位都愿意更多的认识神。
But the way is obedience.
但那条路就是顺从。
If you do not walk in obedience to His ways, you can't understand Him.
你如果不是顺从的遵行神的路，你就没有办法找到神的道路。But
let's put disobedience and unbelief behind.
我们把这个不信从、不信放在一边。Let's
talk about what happens to the faithful when they see an act of God.
我们来讲，谈一谈那些看到神的作为却信的人。The
act is a test. It catches the believer.
那一个神的作为就夺去了那些信的人的心。Even
as the burning bush caught Moses' attention.
那焚烧的荆棘就夺去了那个摩西的注意力。And
because we have faith, it begins a process of our seeking.
但因着我们有信的缘故，我们就去寻求。So
we're caught by His acts, and we seek His ways.
所以我们被他的作为来吸引，我们就 来遵循，来寻求他的路。
And when we seek his ways, we're captured in the end by his presence.
我们寻求他的路，我们最终就被他的同在来所夺。
And so, if I could put it this way, it's like our God is a great fisherman.
可以这样的来形容。我们的主就像一个好的渔夫。
He throws out his line, and there's a wonderful bait on there, a wonderful act that he has done.
他把那个钓鱼竿这样丢出去，在那一个鱼竿的鱼线的末后，就是那一个很好的他的作为，作为一个饵。
Now, do you see that blessing jiggling in the water? Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
你就看到那一个他的祝福在水里面这样摇动的吸引着你。
Ah, now you need to jump on it and bite it.
你就跳过去把它抓住。
And that starts you on a process because he starts reeling you in. And now you're seeking and drawing near to him to find his ways.
这样就是他就他就这样把你拉过来，你就这样是这样的寻求他的路。
Maybe just like the fish, at first you're fighting. No, no, I don't want to go that way.
你就像那条鱼一样说，不不，我不要往哪去。
But maybe you start to think, I wonder what's on the other end.
或者你在想，在那一头是什么？
Now you're seeking his ways, and so he reels you in.
所以这样你就寻求他的路，然后他又把你拉进来。
Then he brings you into his boat. Now you're captured.
他就把你拉到他的船上，你就被他捉住了。
Because you see how wonderful the fisherman is.
你就看到这渔夫多好。
Very seldom do people jump out of his boat once they see him.
当有人遇见他了，不会从船上跳下去。
He caught you to capture you.
他得着你，他就抓住你。
We know from the lives of some of his own disciples that he even says to them, okay, do you want to go out of the boat? Times are tough. Do you want to leave the boat? And all of them say, no, 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 we can't leave the boat.
我们看到主在地上的时候跟他的门徒也这样说，你们要离去吗？这很艰难，你们要离去吗？但没有一个人离去。
Now, have you been captured?
你有没有被他捉住？
Oh, to be in the Lord's boat is a very humbling thing.
能够在主的船上，这是一个很叫我们谦卑的事。
But even knowing the way that he brought you to himself, causes you to worship him.
我们就看到他怎样把我们牵引过去，就叫引着我们要去敬拜他。
So it's not enough just that we know the acts of God, we need to understand his ways.
所以我们不但要明白神的作为，也要了解他的路。
We often talk about the need today for prophetic vision in the church.
我们常常讲到今天在教会的里面需要有那先知的执事。
And this vision is given by a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ to us.
这要靠着那赐人智慧和启示的灵，叫我们能够真认识我们的主。
But as the Lord continues to deal with us, he starts to show us how much higher his ways are than our ways.
当主在我们的身上继续做工的时候，就叫我们看到他的道路何等高过我们的道路。
There was Isaiah, all brokenhearted about the death of the king.
在这里有以赛亚，他因这一个王的死去，他在那里伤心。
And then God lifted his vision to a higher vision, and he saw the glory of the Lord.
主就把他的意象提高到那一个属天的境界，看到那荣耀的主。
And the priest became a prophet.
所以这个做祭司的就成为做先知。
And because he saw through the events of the judgment around him to the ways of God, he also became an intercessor.
因为他看到在他周围的这一个审判这个惩罚，他就能够看到神的路，他就成为那一位代求的人。
So when we see these things, we realize how wonderful are the ways of God.
所以我们看到这些的事物，我们就晓得神的道路是何等的美好。
Because no matter how young somebody is in the Lord, the same principle applies.
不管一个人在主里面多么的年幼，这个原则都是可用的。
If you have a heart to seek the Lord,
如果你有一个心愿意去寻求主
Even as a young Christian, you can know his ways and come to know him.
就是做一个年幼的基督徒你也可以去认识他的道路也认识神
And the more you come to know him, the more he will show you his acts, and the more he will lead you into his ways. And the cycle keeps on going deeper and deeper and deeper.
当你越认识主他就越带领去认识他的道路然后就这样的一个循环就叫我们能够更深更深
And he gives us prophetic vision And he gives us a heart to stand in the gap according to his ways
他就给我们那座先知的意象他就叫我们明白他的道就叫我们能够认识他
In our prayer meeting back home we've been challenged by a verse in Ephesians
在我们我家里面我们在祷告聚会的里面因着以弗所书的里面的 一句话我们受了挑战
And the challenge is that when we gather together for corporate prayer we might pray seated in the heavenly places with Christ
就是当我们在教会的里面在整体的祷告的里面我们可以在那坐在天上
You know, down here on earth we gather for prayer meeting we pray for one another according to our needs
你知道我们在地上我们来到祷告的聚会我们按照我们每个人在地上的需要来彼此纪念
But the intercessor is one who can be lifted up and pray from the heavenly perspective onto the situation down here on earth
但那一个真正代求的人能够从高处从属天的角度为这现今的光景来祷告
and so we find that his intercessors in the body of Christ are often those who have taken hold of a heavenly perspective regarding the events that are happening here on earth
所以在身体的里面那一位真正代求的能够从一个属天的角度来为这现今的环境来祷告
God's ways are the ways of life
神的道路那是生命的路
God's ways are higher than our ways
神的道路高过我们的道路
And yet for the Christian he's made his ways so simple
但是他为我们这些基督徒他让这些的事都非常的简单
Because in Jesus Christ we find the act of God the way of God and the God himself
因为在基督耶稣的里面我们找到神的道路神的自己
Isn't that wonderful? Everything is wrapped up in our Lord Jesus
这一切的事物都在我们的主耶稣基督里面
The writer of Hebrews says that Jesus Christ is the final word of God his final action
希伯来书的作者说到这是神最后所说的话也是最后的作为就在基督的身上
And now we are pursuers following after Christ Jesus our Lord
我们今天成为那追求主耶稣基督的人
And as we follow him he leads us to a greater knowledge of the Father himself
当我们跟随他的时候他就叫我们对父神有更深的认识
This is a wonderful life we live
这是我们一个非常美好的生活
Tonight I want us to look at one other aspect of this matter of his ways
我们今天晚上要再看从一个神的道路的另外一个方面
His ways are deep
他的道路是很深广的
Not only his ways are high and we need spiritual wisdom to understand them
不但他的道路是高我们需要有属灵的智慧来明白
But his ways are deep
但他的道路也是很深的
And so if we're to know him and his ways we must be brought through deeper experience
所以我们要能够领会他的道路能够认识他我们也必须进深
We look at Romans in chapter 11
我们看看罗马书第十一章
Paul mentions how deep are the ways of God
保罗提到神的道路是何等的深
In verse 33, we read,
我们看看33节
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways.
身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
Notice that phrase, unfathomable are His ways, how unmeasurable are His ways.
在那里看到神的道路是何等的难测，何等的难寻。
For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became His counselor, or who has first given to Him that it might be paid back to Him again?
谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
Oh, how deep are the ways of God.
神的道路是何等的深。
All of our lives when we come to Christ are shallow because self-centered.
我们每一个人来到神的面前，我们都很肤浅，因为我们都是自我中心。
We have no idea of the depth of the ways of God.
我们对于神的道路有多深，我们一点概念都没有。
Paul is talking here in Romans 11 regarding God's dealing with Israel.
保罗在罗马书十一章这里讲到神怎样来对付以色列民。
At the end of chapter 8, he says, "Who can separate us from the love of God?"
在第八章末了，他说有什么能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
And after making this tremendous statement, the question comes up, well, then how come Israel is under a curse?
当他做了这样一个极大的宣告的时候，一个问题产生了，为什么以色列民在这样极大的咒诅的里面？
It turns out that Israel has rejected the Messiah.
因为以色列民拒绝了弥赛亚。
And they are now being judged.
如今他们受了这个审判。
Soon their whole nation and the temple and Jerusalem will be destroyed from the face of the earth.
很快的他们整个国他们的殿整个的被从地上除灭了。
So Israel has rejected the Messiah, and the Messiah has rejected the Israel.
所以以色列民弃绝了弥赛亚，弥赛亚也弃绝了以色列民。
As he tells this deep story, he says that the Jews have become enemies of the gospel.
他在这里讲到的时候，讲到以色列人成为福音的抵挡福音的人。
But they are still His chosen and beloved.
但仍然是他所拣选所爱的。
This tremendous hardening and this blindness that they're going through right now is the deep ways of God.
他们如今是遭遇这样艰难这样的事物，乃是神很深的在那里对付他们。
Paul recognizes that the Jews are going to have to go through tremendous persecution and suffering for this denial.
因着他们的这个拒绝，他们要受极大的的咒诅，极大的对付。
As Paul tells the story, his own heart breaks for his own people Israel.
所以保罗就讲到他为他自己的骨肉之亲心里在那里忧恨。
It's hard to watch those you love going through such tremendous discipline.
因着你所爱的人经历这样的管教，你心里面何等的忧愁。
And yet Paul says it's not all over yet.
但是保罗说这还没有了结。
Even as God has rejected Israel until they repent and recognize and ask for mercy.
虽然以色列民拒绝了主，但直到他们悔改认罪回到主的跟前。
So He will deal with us until we recognize and ask for His mercy.
所以直到我们也悔改接受承认他的怜悯，他也要继续的在那里对付我们。
Perhaps I'm summarizing these chapters too quickly. Let's just look at a few verses.
我们来稍微的看一看几节的圣经。
Verse 25 of chapter 11.
11章的25节。
I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了。
And so all Israel will be saved.
于是以色列全家都要得救。
Down verse 28.
28节。
From the standpoint of the gospel, they're enemies for your sake. But from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers.
就这福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌；就这拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。
For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
For just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience, so these also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy. For God has shut up all in disobedience, so that he may show mercy to all.
你们从前不顺服神，如今因你们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了连续。这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因这施给你们的连续，现在也就蒙连续。因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要连续众人。
These words are what caused Paul to cry out, Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, unfathomable his ways!
这些的话就引出保罗在这里宣告，深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
This is a lesson, though all those who have been chosen by God,
这一个功课是所有那些被神拣选的人所要学的。
What's the lesson?
这什么功课？
He never lets you go.
他不会放弃你。
No matter how badly and hardly he has to discipline you, he'll never let you go.
不管他需要多么严厉的来管教你，但他不会将你放弃。
And Paul saying Israel is the example of that.
所以保罗说以色列民就是这一个榜样。
You see, some of the Gentiles were being proud and saying, Oh, God loves us more than he loves the Jews.
我们这些外邦人有的时候很骄傲地说，神爱我们比爱你们以色列人更多。
And Paul says, you better be careful, or you'll find yourself in the same kind of discipline.
所以保罗说，我们要留意，否则你也落在同样的神的审判下。
Oh, the depth of his ways.
他道路的那一个深。
Who can counsel God and tell him what to do?
谁能够告诉神当应如何行呢？
Only God knows how to save both Israel and the Gentiles.
唯有神能够知道怎样去拯救以色列民跟外邦人。
We talk about the ways of God. We want to walk in his ways.
我们讲到神的道路，我们要走在神的道路上。
But actually when his ways come to us and they are deeper ways,It's interesting how there's an immediate division, as it were.
但是当每一次神的道路临到，我们要走上看到这个道路的多么的深的时候，在我们的中间就有这样的一个分裂。
Have you experienced some of God's deeper ways?
你有没有经历那神道路的那一个深？
Some people are offended by God's deeper ways.
有些人因这神的道路的深而受了难处。
Other people are broken by God's deeper ways.
那其他人就因这神道路的深而被破碎。
There's always of course, there's always Christians with a very curious mind.
你知道有一些基督徒他们有一个好奇的心。
There's many things they don't understand in the Bible.
在圣经里面许多的事情不明白。
They're actually quite upset with God for his ways.
他们因着神的道路，他们向神生气。
Why God makes women suffer in childbirth.
为什么神叫女人在生产上受苦呢？
Or why Moses was barred from the promised land?
为什么摩西不能进到那应许之地呢？
Or why Job was put through such an ordeal?
为什么约伯经历这样的一个经历？
Or how about that faithful little priest Uzzah who put his hand on the ark and was killed?
那一个忠心的乌撒祭司他的手扶着扶了一下这个约柜。
Why did Bathsheba's first child have to die? It was David's fault.
为什么别是把他的头一个儿子要死，那是大卫的错吗？
And people have all these kinds of questions, and every one of those questions has to do with not understanding the depth of God's way.
许多人有着许许多多的这些的问题，但每一个问题就指明了我们对神道路的那个深，我们不明白。
Now let me be straightforward with you. When we talk about the depth of His ways, none of us is an expert.
但我先声明，讲到神道路的那个深，没有一个我们没有一个人是专家。
And God's ways are so deep.That some things we'll never understand in this lifetime.
神道路之深，我们可能穷我们一生也不能够完全的明白。
We heard about a brother Wu this afternoon who went through some deep ways.
我们下午听到一位吴弟兄，他经历了神那个道路之深的一些。
Maybe you were quietly thinking to yourself, you know, if he were a little smarter, he just would have signed and got out of there.
你或者想他如果稍微聪明一点，就签个名就出去了嘛。
Truly, we don't understand the depth of his ways.
但是我们实在不明白他的道路之深。
But I want to tell you right now, the guarantee.
但是我现在可以告诉你，我保证。
For those who go through the deep ways,
那一些经历神道路之深的。
And who follow the Lord through those deep ways,
那在这些极深的道路的里面仍然跟随主的人。
They are never the ones asking these questions.
他们不是那些问这些问题的人。
Now, have you ever noticed that?
你有没有留意到？
I'm sure you've heard testimony from some dear brother who was on a work farm or in a prison for 20 years in China. They never stand here saying, I don't understand how God could do this to me.
你有没有听到那些在劳改场或者被监禁二十几年的，他们来做见证的时候，他们都说到，我不知道为什么神对我做这样的事。
Well, you just see a glow on their face.
你就看到他们脸上发光。
Job, at the end, met God.
约伯末了的时候，他遇见神。
Oh, he had questions while he was going through the deep ways, and there isn't anybody who goes through the deep ways who doesn't have questions.
在他经历神这个道路之深的时候，他有许多的问题。每一个经历神道路这样深的人都有。在过程的时候都有问题。
But after the dealing was over, and God blessed Job again,
当这些事情经过了当神祝福约伯的时候。
And CNN came and interviewed Job.
那个电视台来访问他。
And they say, what did you discover through all of that trial you went through?
当你经历这许多的试验。
Job simply said, My God is compassionate and full of mercies to me.
约伯所能见证的就是说我的神是蛮有慈悲蛮有怜悯的对待我。
Guarantee number one, if you go through a deep time, you'll never be asking the question on the other end, why this happened.
我可以向你保证你经历了神这样深的道路去到那一头的时候你不会问为什么这个问题。
Now, how can I make this guarantee?
我为什么能够这样的保证?
Because of the second fact we know from the Word of God.
因为我们知道从神的话的里面我们知道第二个事实。
When you go through a deep way,
你经历了这一个神深的道路,
you always find God's love is deeper than you ever imagined it was for you.
你就发现神的爱远远在你的身上，远远超过你所求所想的。
Why are his ways deep?
为什么他的道路是如此的深？
Because his love is deep.
因为他的爱是这样的深厚。
And there's no way we can experience that on the shallow land of a self-centered life.
我们没有办法在我们以自我为中心这样一个肤浅的光景的里面能够经历得到。
And so the Lord takes us deeper.
所以神就把我们带到更深之处。
Very simply, I want us to look into the life of David tonight as somebody who went through some deeper ways.
所以晚上我愿意带着大家来看一看大卫的一生，他实在经历了一些很深的路。
Now we know David's testimony. He had a heart after the Lord's heart.
我们知道大卫他所显明的见证就是他体贴神。
It's a most amazing thing how his heart was able to rest and trust in the Lord.
实在非常的奇妙，大卫的心能够这样信靠也安息在主自己的身上。
I know parents today sometimes don't even let their children out at night, but I can't imagine what it was like for David to be all alone on a hillside with some sheep and lions and bears.
你知道如今做父母的我知道你的晚上不愿意你的孩子出去，但我不能够想象大卫晚上一个人在山上跟着羊群，还有狮子，还有熊。
But David is a very young man, alone on the hillside, began to count the stars and to sense the security of God's hand around him as the shepherd of his life.
大卫在很年幼的时候，他能够在山坡上。单独的在那里数点天上的星星，但他能够经历了神自己成为他的保障，成为他的安全。
And then we see the extraordinary actions David took when he first became the king.
我们也看到当大卫首先做王的时候他的见证。
It's as if this man knew the heart of God.
好像他就是这样的明白体会神的心肠。
You know the first thing he did.
你知道他首先所做的。
Did he have a king party?
他有没有开一个庆祝会。
When he became king, did he give everybody a Burger King crown and they had a big feast?
他是不是给每个人一个皇冠，大家也大吃一餐。
No, he gathered his generals together.And he said, the first thing we need to do is take Jerusalem.
他就把他手下的将领聚集在一起，他说首先我们要去得耶路撒冷。
Now Samuel came before David, but he never said, now we got to find God's city.
你知道撒母耳是在大卫之前的，但他从来没有说去得到神的城。
And King Saul, the whole time he was a king, cared nothing for Jerusalem.
扫罗做王整个做王的四十年他没有说要去得耶路撒冷。
How did David know Jerusalem was God's city?
大卫怎么知道耶路撒冷是神的城呢？
Something in the heart of God he found and discovered.
那一个在神心里面的意念他找寻到了。
So he took Jerusalem.
他就去得了耶路撒冷。
Then says, "Okay, generals, let's get together now."
他说这些我们再聚集在一起。
We have a second very important mission.
我们还有第二个使命。
We got to bring the ark to Jerusalem.
我们要把约柜带到耶路撒冷来。
Everybody saying, "The ark? Where's the ark?"
大家说约柜，约柜在哪里啊
？Maybe some people say, "What's the ark?"
有些人可能说什么是约柜啊
？David's heart knew God wanted His presence.In Jerusalem.
但是大卫的心知道神要他的同在在耶路撒冷。
This is amazing heart David had.
这是大卫的心何等的奇妙。
But the greatest understanding of God's heart in David was when he said, we have to build God's house in Jerusalem.
在大卫的心中那最大的 他就是说要为神建造一个殿。
Now let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7 and see how this story unwinds.
我们来看一看撒母耳记下第七章，看这个故事是怎么发展的。
We notice that David has now taken Jerusalem and dwells in the city.
我们知道大卫已经得了耶路撒冷，也住在城中。
Verses 1 and 2.
第一节跟第二节
came about when the king lived in his house and the Lord had given him rest on every side from all his enemies, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within tent curtains.
王住在自己宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四围的仇敌扫乱。那时王对先知拿单说，看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。
Now we understand from Psalm 132 that this was just not an afterthought of David's.
我们从诗篇132篇知道，这个意念不是在大卫的心中忽然发生的。
The writer of Psalm 132 says David made a vow.
在诗篇132篇那你说大卫起誓这样说。
I will not sleep on my bed.
他说不要睡在我自己的床上。
I will not close my eyes.
我不会也不要容我的眼目打盹。
Until God has His house in Jerusalem.
直到神在耶路撒冷有他的居所。
This is a vow that drove David's life.
这是他许的愿，就催促了大卫的一生。
It's not right that I should have a home and God dwell in tent.
我住在宫中。但是神却住在帐篷里。
Oh, how many children of God today have such a heart?
有多少今天神的儿女有这样的一个心思？
Thank God you're saved, and thank God He's blessing you.
感谢主你得救了，感谢主他祝福你。
But what about God's house?
那神的家呢？
Are you burdened for those lost people and for the gathering in of all the materials for His house, like David was?
你有没有像大卫一样为着那些世上的人，为着神的家来收集这些材料？
Well, we know from the story that Nathan said, "Do whatever you want to do, because you're the king."
我们知道，拿单跟他说，你是做王的，你要做什么就做吧。
But during the night, God said, "Nathan, no, no, no. David cannot build my house. His son will build my house."
但是晚上，神向拿单说，大卫不可以为我建殿。他的儿子才能够为我建殿。
But we notice in verse 7,
我们来看第七节。
As God is talking about this statement of David,
当神讲到大卫的这一个宣告。
Wherever I have gone with all the sons of Israel, did I speak a word with one of the tribes of Israel, which I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar?
凡我同以色列人所走的地方，我何曾向以色列一支派的事实，就是我吩咐牧养我民以色列的，说你们为何不给我建造香柏木的殿宇呢？
Now in the English translation, it does not come across in the spirit of this statement.
在英文的翻译的里面没有讲到那个后面的灵。
It seems to sound almost as if God is insulted that David should bring this up.
这好像大卫提起这事神并不喜悦。
As if God is saying, you know, I can take care of myself. Well, what is he asking this for?
好像似乎神这样说，我能够自己为自己做事，大卫提着做什么？
Now I'm sure the Chinese translation is superior.
我知道你们中文的翻译应该更好。
Because that's not at all what God's heart was saying.
因为这完全不是神的心肠里面所说的话。
What God was saying is, I'm speechless.
乃是神说，我好像无话可说了。
Who ever cared for me before?
谁顾念过我的事？
Who ever wanted to satisfy me?
谁愿意来满足我的心？
Who is the shepherd boy that he loves me so much?
这一个牧羊，谁这？谁是这个牧羊人？他这样爱我。
God was struck by David's heart.
神因着大卫的心受了激动。
No one ever requested this before.
从来没有人要求这事。
No one ever thought of this thing before.
没有人想过这事。
And so God said, go to David, and here's what I want you to say.
所以神就说, 你去, 到大卫那里, 告诉他我这样说。
He went, and Nathan went and said, thus says the Lord.
拿单就跟大卫说, 神如此说,
I've taken you from being a shepherd and I've made you a king.
我将你从一个牧羊人, 设你为王,
and I appreciate your request for building for to build me a house.
我很感激你要为我,
and here's how I answer you.
现在是, 我是这样回答你,
because you asked this, no, I will build your house.
因为你这样的询问我, 我要为你建造殿宇。
And to the end of the age, there will always be one of your children upon my throne.
直到世界的末了, 都有, 你的子孙坐在宝座上。
But you cannot build my house, your son shall build my house.
但是你不能为我建造, 一个殿宇, 你的儿子要为我建造。
Now let's just listen to David's heart as we read verse 18.
我们来读一读18节, 看看大卫的心。
You see, Nathan went into David's bedroom and told him this response from God.
拿单去到大卫, 那里告诉神的回答。
And now David gets up and dresses and goes into the tent before the Lord. And he says, who am I, O Lord Jehovah? And what is my house that you have brought me thus far?
于是大卫进去坐在耶和华面前说，主耶和华，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这地步呢？
And yet this was insignificant in your eyes, O Lord God, for you have spoken also of the house of your servant concerning the distant future.
主耶和华，这在你眼中还看为小，又应许你仆人的家至于久远。
Again, what can your servant say to you?
主耶和华, 我还有何言可以对你说呢?
And David worshipped God.
然后大卫就敬拜神。
You know, when we go through some of God's deeper ways,
你知道当我们经历了神这样深的道路,
it makes us a worshipper.
就叫我们成为敬拜他的人。
And David bowed and worshipped God for his ways.
所以大卫就俯伏敬拜神的道路。
Now I hope you can understand the context of this.
我愿意大家能够明白这一个, 前后的事情。
Had David been through some deep ways?
大卫是不是经历了一些那更深的道路了？
Ah, yes. You remember he was anointed to be the king.
是的, 你知道大卫已经被膏为王。
And for 10 years, he had to hide in the caves.
但是有10年之久, 他必须躲藏在山洞里。
He had to run from place to place away from King Saul.
他要逃避扫罗王, 从一处逃到另外一处。
Oh, David went through some deep ways.
大卫实在经历了一些很深的道路。
But during this time, God continued to enlarge David's heart after him.
但是在这一 段时间的里面,
perhaps we get used to gathering together every Sunday and breaking bread.
或者我们每一个主日一同的聚集，一同拨饼纪念主，我们已经习惯了。Perhaps
David was used to going and gathering with the assembly in the house of the Lord to worship.
或者大卫已经习惯了在神的 殿中与众民一同的敬拜神。
So God sent him out alone in the caves.
神就把他单独的送到山洞里。
Until David said, I'm like a deer panting for water.
就直到大卫说，我如鹿渴慕溪水。
Oh God, your loving kindness is better than life.
你的慈悲怜悯比生命更宝贝。
How I long to be in the assembly of your people rejoicing before you.
我何等渴慕能够住在你自己的殿中，在那里 敬拜你。
One thing I desire.
我唯有一件事要求的。
To be back in your house, to inquire in your temple. to behold your beauty.
能够住在你的的殿中，瞻仰你的荣美。
How often is the testimony of somebody who goes through deeper ways, they become a worshipper of God?
何等的时候，那些经历了神极深的路的人，成为那一个敬拜神的人。
The things they so take for granted now become precious to them.
那些平常以为寻常的事，他们今天为着主看为宝贝。
Everybody who follows the Lord will go through some deeper ways, not as deep as Job or David perhaps.
每一个跟随主的人都要经历神的那更深的路，可能没有像大卫或者约伯那样深。
But I'm sure there's some businessmen here who've been sent off to some far city and all alone they've begun to sense how precious it is to gather with God's people.
或者在这里有做生意的人能够单独去到一个远方，在那里就能够想就怀念到能够与神的儿女一同的聚集，何等的宝贝。
So David went through some deep ways as King Saul pursued him, and as he saw his best friend Jonathan killed in battle.
所以当大卫逃避扫罗王的时候，他也看到他的好友约拿丹战死了，他就经历了神那极深的路。
And now as his kingship has become a reality, he is a shepherd king, humbled by the ways of God.
今天坐在王位上，他是那一个牧羊的王，他经历了神那极深的路。
And David's heart was worshiping God's ways.
所以大卫的心就在那里敬拜神的路。
A few years ago, I went to a seminar by our brother Christian Chen on the great hymns of the Christian Church.
多年前我去到陈锡珍所教导的关于在教会中一些的圣诗。
And our brother Chen pointed out to us that the greatest hymns of the Christian Church came about when God plucked on the strings and men suffered and women suffered. And out of this plucking of the strings came these great hymns that we now cherish.
陈弟兄跟我们交通到教会里面那些的诗歌，多少的时候都是神在那里挑动这个如同挑动那个弦一样，就弟兄姊妹经历极大的难处，这样才产生出这些教会历史里面那极大的诗歌。
Is it any wonder that David is the great psalmist of Israel?
这样大卫成为在以色列中那一个最伟大的诗人，这岂是寻常的事吗？
He went through deep ways.
他经历了神极深的路。
Now the testimony of God is that his heart was perfect.
但是神的见证乃是他的心是完全的。
Perhaps you should just notice in 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 4,
我们看《列王记上》。
First Kings chapter 11 speaks about Solomon when he turned away from the Lord.
列王记上十一章的时候讲到所罗门他怎样偏离了神。
And in verse 4 compares Solomon to David in regard to his heart.
在那里就将所罗门的心跟他父亲大卫的心做一个比较。
For when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not perfect to the Lord his God as the heart of David his father had been.
所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实地顺服耶和华他的神。
Now David was not perfect.
大卫并不是一个完全人。
In fact, we know he sinned some great sins.
他犯了极大的罪。
How can it be that the testimony is his heart was perfect toward the Lord?
为什么这里所见证的他的心诚诚实实的？
Indeed, David was a sinner and he sinned.
大卫是个罪人，他也犯罪。
But whenever his sins were brought before him, he humbled himself.Acknowledged his sin and asked for pardon.
每一次当的罪显明在他眼前的时候，他就承认他的罪，他就悔改，他有寻求神。
But even though his heart was perfect, his ways were not perfect.
虽然他的心诚实的在神的面前，但他的道路并不是这样的完整。
Many of David's own psalms talk about the importance of following his ways and following his paths according to his word.
多少大卫的诗歌都讲到应当怎样遵循神的话，去寻找神的路，在寻求神，跟随神。
And in David's earlier days, he held on to the word of God and kept it in his heart that he might not sin against God.
在大卫年轻的日子的里面，他将神的话看为宝贝，他紧紧地抓住神的话，免得得罪神。
But perhaps later on in his life, he was not so careful.
或者在他后来年老的日子的里面就没有这样的谨慎。
If we turn to 2 Chronicles in chapter 17,
我们看历代志下第十七章。
We find Jehoshaphat, who was a man after God's heart as well.Jehoshaphat.
我们在这里看到约沙法他是怎样体贴神的心。
And we notice in verse 3 of chapter 17, the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because 2 Chronicles,
历代志下第十七章
chapter 17 verse 3,
第三节。
The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he followed the example of his father David's earlier days and did not seek the Baals.
耶和华与约沙法同在，因为他行他主大卫出行的道，不寻求巴利。
And you see it says literally, he walked in the earlier ways of his father David.
在这里明显的指到他行他大主他主大卫出行的道。
This instructs us that David's earlier ways were perfect, but later on his ways went astray.
这里就讲到大卫初行的道是完全的，但他后来就偏行了。
And of course we know the life of David in its not so nice phases.
我们也知道在大卫一生的里面有一些的阶段并不是这样的美好。
There was his lust.After Bathsheba, that led to murder and adultery.
因为他的心恋慕别色巴，就以致他要谋杀犯奸淫。
And as so often happens, this one act triggered a series of deeper and deeper circumstances and discipline in David's life.
也因着这一个事件。就引出在大卫一生的里面那更深更深的神的对付。
It was one foolish moment in his life.
这是大卫一生的里面一次愚昧的事情。
And it brought a sword upon his whole family.
就在他整个家中带出刀剑。
You know, when Bathsheba became pregnant, she gave birth to this sickly child.
你知道别是把他怀了孩子生出一个有病的。
David prayed and prayed and fasted for the child, but the child died.
大卫在那里祷告祷告孩子仍然死了。
But when the child died, David anointed himself, went into the house of God and worshipped the deep ways of God.
孩子死了之后大卫起来他就进到神的殿中向神献上更深的敬拜。
But because of the father's infidelity, peace left his whole family.
因为这一个做父亲的不忠，就叫他的家中没有平安。
Now, David had several sons. One son named Amnah was in love with one of his daughters, Tamar, and eventually raped her. Amnon and Tamar.
Tamar. 所以大卫他有一个儿子，暗嫩，他就恋慕他的妹妹塔玛。
And as a result of this, Tamar was Absalom's sister, so Absalom killed Amnon.
因为塔玛是那个亚撒龙的妹妹，所以亚撒龙就把暗嫩杀了。
And then Absalom was raised up with pride and took over the kingdom.
这样他就骄傲起来，他就把国夺了。
Drove his own father out of the city.
他就把他父亲赶出去。
What a shameful, disgraceful thing.
这是一个何等羞耻的事情。
And finally, Absalom was killed and it broke David's heart.
这样他在被杀之后叫大卫伤心。
Oh, these deep ways were being lessons were being learned by David.
所以这样大卫就经历了神那极深的路。
And then he came back into the city and there was strife among his generals.
这样他回到城中之后他的将领中间就有争论。
And he began feeling insecure and he was provoked by Satan to take a census that caused the plague to fall upon the whole nation.
这样他又引出他又数点军队，这样就受了撒旦的引诱，这样又带出了极大的灾害。
And then as he got old, there began to play out all kinds of family intrigue about who would become the next king.
当他年老的时候在他的儿子的中间就有这样的争论，谁要做继他为王。
One of his sons, Adonijah, said, I am the king.
所以他的其中一个儿子就自称为王。
And David had to set Solomon up in opposition to Adonijah as the king.
所以大卫就要把所罗门立为立王。
His whole household fell apart.
他整个家就这样的分裂了。
Because of that one sin that uncovered.
就是因着他那一次的罪。
These are the kinds of news that the New York Times likes to put in the headlines every day.
像这样的新闻，这是《纽约时报》要宣要报告。
You could just see this featured in Time Magazine.
你就看到这些就在《时代》杂志的里面记录的。
Wonderful shepherd boy becomes God's favorite king and comes to a terrible end.
一个牧羊人做了以色列的王他的结局是这样的悲惨。
David, wonderful king of the kingdom, then he met a Hollywood star, Bathsheba, as whole life fell apart.
一个做王的大卫遇到像好莱坞的这样的一个别士巴的这个美女，就引出了这样的事件。
And on the surface of it,
在从表面上
,David's life is a tragedy.
大卫的这样的一生实在是一个惨剧。
How could such a man come to such an end?
这样的一个人怎么有这样的一个结局？
God in his deep ways would not allow David to get away with these things.
但是在神极深的作为的里面，没有让大卫逃避这样的事。
Now, dear young person, let me be very clear with you.
年轻人，我愿意很清楚地告诉你们。
The Lord forgives you whenever you come to him and ask for forgiveness.
那每一次你来到他的面前求神的赦免的时候，神会赦免你。
But when we do willful acts of sin, we will be disciplined by the deep ways of God.
但是我们故意犯罪的时候，神必然用更深的道路来对付我们。
You might look around you at some of the older believers here.
你或者看一看在你周围这些年纪大一点的圣徒。
Probably when most of us got saved, we were quite careless about our lives until we learned the deep ways of God.
或者当我们年轻或者刚认识主的时候，我们可能也是这样的随意，但是直到我们认识到神那极 更深的路。
One of the reasons we ask the Lord for mercy and grace every day is we fear that we might sin against Him.
为什么我们 每天来到神的面前求他的恩典怜悯，是我们怕得罪神。
God's ways are deep and He will bring us to true holiness and humility.
神的路是深的，他把我们带到那更深的谦卑，更深的敬畏的里面。
David went through these deep ways.
大卫经历了神这个极深的路。
But what was his estimate of what God had brought him through?
但是他自己怎样来评论神带领他的经历？
Forget the newspapers.
我们忘记这，我们不要去理会这报纸的报道。
And they're wanting to spin it in a very negative way. What was David's own account?
那些的报道都是从很消极反面的来报道。我们来看一看大卫他自己怎么说。
If you turn to the end of 2 Samuel, you'll see one of his last songs he ever wrote.
我们到撒母耳记下最后的时候，我们看看大卫他所写的最后的一首的诗。
And we notice verse 31.
31节
As for God, His way is perfect. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31.
撒母耳记下22章31节
The word of the Lord is tested. He is a shield to all who take refuge.In our God. For who is our God besides the Lord? Who is our rock besides our God?
至于神，他的道是完全的，耶和华的话是炼净的，凡投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。除了耶和华，谁是神呢？除了我们的神，谁是磐石呢？
Listen to David's testimony.
这是大卫自己所做的
见证。He said to the children of Israel,
他对以色列列民这样说，
Let God be true and every man a liar.
神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
As for God, His ways are perfect.
因为他的道是完全的。
And He has dealt with me perfectly.
他在我的身上是这样完全的来对付我。
He has not given to me according to what I deserved, but whatever He has given to me has been in mercy.
我所当得的他没有给我，但是我如今所得的都是他的怜悯。
This was always the testimony of David's heart. God has never done me wrong.
这是在大卫的心中他所做的见证，神在我身上没有做错事。
And even his discipline is full of mercy.
就是他的管教也是蛮有恩典怜悯。
And how amazing was his mercy.
他的怜悯是何等的丰盛。
Now, why do we have to go through deep ways?
为什么我们要经历神极深的路？
You and I will go through some deep ways.
你跟我都要经历神更深的路。
You can't be a Christian for too long before you will deal with some tragedy in your life.
你做基督徒不需要太久，你就在你生活中就要经历一些的惨事。
Perhaps some bitter disappointment.
或者很极苦闷的这个失望。
Perhaps it will be some failure in your life.
或者在你生活中的一些的失败。
And as the Lord takes hold of that and begins to take you through a deeper dealing in His ways, some people become bitter against God.
当神带领你经历神的更深的路的时候，有一些人向着神就产生苦毒。
But some people break and are humiliated and worship God.
但有一些人经历这个破碎就能够成为那敬拜神的人。
We have to go through deep ways because we don't realize what kind of sinners we are.
我们要经历神更深的这条路，乃是因为我们不认识我们是何等的罪人。
We have no idea the depth of our sin.
我们对于我们的罪的那一个深度完全没有意念不懂。
The death that Jesus died, he had to die because of the depth of our sinfulness.
我们的主要被钉死，他必须死，乃是因为我们极重极深的罪。
But even Jesus' own disciples said, no, 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 you don't have to go to Calvary. We can change and be better.
就是他的门徒也说万不可如此，你不要去到格格他，我们都可以改变得更好。
What a terrible blindness is self-righteousness.
当自以为义的人是何等的瞎眼。
And I reckon that here tonight, second to pride, self-righteousness causes us to be blind to our true estate.
我可以这样的说，除了我们的骄傲，我们那个自义就叫我们是成为何等瞎眼的人。
But have no fear.
我们没有惧怕。
God will take us through deeper ways.
神要带领我们经历更深的路。
And we will realize we are but dust.
我们就领会到我们不过如尘土。
We're unworthy to even call on the name of the Lord.
我们甚至呼求主名也不配。
But as he forgives us,
当他赦免我们，
as he blesses us,
当他祝福我们，
we will be worshippers.
我们叫成为敬拜他的人。
I reckon those people who gather around the Lord's table and weep on a Sunday,
我看那些聚集在主桌子的面前流泪的人，
have been through the deep ways of God.
乃是经历了神更深的路的人。
And down in the depth,we sense more deeply than we could ever be told how much Jesus loves me.
在我们经历了那一个极深极大的对付的里面，我们才能够领会到耶稣的爱是何等的深。
When we come to that moment and we know he should throw us away, but he doesn't, we bow and worship.
当我们来到那一个地步，我们觉得神应当把我们弃绝了，但他没有，我们就成为那更深敬拜他的人。
And listen, there's one more thing.
你们大家还要听到还有一件事。
In the depth of his ways and wisdom,
在他极深的路跟他的智慧的里面，
he even takes our failures and weaves them into something that gives him glory in the end.
他用着我们的失败来编织成最终他得荣耀。
In David's life, God did some things that let us know his grace abounds.
在大卫的经历的里面，就看到他的那个恩典是何等的无限。
Why would God choose Solomon to follow David in kingship?
为什么神拣选所罗门来跟随着大卫做王？
Solomon born of Bathsheba.
所罗门是别是巴所生的。
Or even this.
或者甚至这样。
When finally it was time to build the temple that David had vowed should be built.
当圣殿要被建造起来，大卫的那个心愿要成就的时候，
and as they looked for the plot of ground and that they put the Holy of Holies down, they put it on the threshing floor of Arunah, where David had asked for the census and had seen the angel.
当他们要建殿，要把约柜立在那一个谷场上的时候，乃是大卫在那里来数点军队的时候。
Even in the very place that David had caused a pestilence upon the whole nation of Israel.
就是在大卫因着这件事引出瘟疫在以色列的民中。
Even that very place where David offered the sacrifice of atonement to stop the angel.
就在那一个地点，大卫献上祭来赎罪来。
That became the very place.Where the Holy of Holies sat in the temple.
就在那里，就是圣殿的那至圣所。
Oh, God's ways are deep.
神的路实在是很深。
His love for us is deeper than we can possibly know.
他的爱 是远超过我们所知道的。
Our sins are greater than we could possibly know.
我们的罪是远胜过我们所能领会的。
But as our Lord takes us through these ways, He forms not just prophets, not just intercessors, but worshipers.
当神带领我们经历他这更深的路的时候，不仅叫我们成为先知，不但叫我们成为代求的，乃是叫我们成为敬拜他的人。
We see in Revelation a vision in heaven of an unnumbered multitude who are all worshiping the Lamb.
我们看到启示录的那一个意象，在那里有无数的来敬拜他的人。
They all had had their robes washed white by the blood of the Lamb.
他们都穿着被血所洗净的义袍。
And they were worshiping the Lamb night and day without weariness nor ceasing.
他们昼夜敬拜神，并不止息。
I know if you're going through a deeper way,
我知道如果你经历那更深的路，
you'll come to know the Lord much more than you've ever known Him before.
你就能够认识神远超过你所曾经认识的。
I know if you've been through some deeper ways,
我知道如果你经历了一些更深的路，
that you love the Lord with all your heart.
你就全心的爱主。
And for all of us who are pursuing His way,
我们所有那追寻他道路的人，
resurrection is always on the other side of the dealing of the cross.
那复活就是那十字架的对付的那一头。
His wonderful statement, "I am the resurrection and the life," is what we find as we go through the deeper ways.
那他自己的那个宣告，复活在我，生命在我，这就是那一个更深的路的带给我们的。
And when he produces that life that cannot be destroyed in us as we go through a deep way,
当我们经历了那更深的路，那个生命在我们的里面产生的时候，
the Lord becomes more and more manifest in our lives.
主就在我们的生命的里面越来越被彰显。
Thank God, His ways are life.
他的道路就是生命。
Thank God, His ways are high.
感谢神，他的道路是高的。
Thank God, His ways are deep.
感谢神，他的道路是深的。
We're not dealing with a man, but with the Lord God Himself.
我们不是与人来相对，乃是神亲自在那里对付我们。
He wants us to pursue after Him.
他叫我们要追求他。
And whatever we go through, we confess He is the way, the truth, and the life.
不管我们经历什么，我们都承认他就是道路、真理、生命。
We bow low and worship Your ways, O God.
主啊，我们向你俯伏，敬拜你自己的路道路。
Oh, the depth of Your ways.
你的道路的深。
We cannot instruct you, nor do we understand those ways.
我们不能够明白，我们更不能指示。
But even as you loved Israel and intend to bring them through,
你这样的爱以色列民，你要带领他们经历。
So you love your church and will bring it through to perfection.
同样，你爱你的教会，也要把教会带到完全。
We worship and bless the Lord our God.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We may be nothing but dust, but He is everything to us.
我们无有，我们如灰尘，但你却是万有。
Oh, precious Lord, keep us in Your living way. We pray.
主啊，保守着我们，在你那又生又活的路上，我们奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.